USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Officials say the investigation into anti-Semitism on college campuses is not over. On Friday, House Education Committee Chair Virginia Fox said they're continuing to investigate claims of rising anti-Semitism at Harvard, UPenn, and MIT. She also said there will be investigations into other colleges as well, naming Columbia and Cornell. To the Middle East now, where the Israeli Defense Forces says it killed three Israeli hostages in Gaza by accident in the heat of battle. Here's IDF spokesman Jonathan Conricus.
We misidentified hostages for enemy combatants and sadly shot them. That is what went wrong, and that is a mistake that happened in the heat of battle.
Now the news sparking outrage. Protests in Tel Aviv, where families of the more than 100 hostages still being held by Hamas taking to the streets. Now, as for the move forward,
we have also issued guidance to all of the troops on the ground in order to understand, again, the complexity, more awareness, and how to prevent this from happening again.
Laura Winters reporting. Quaker Oats has issued a recall for numerous granola bars and cereal products due to a potential salmonella risk. Consumers are urged to check the FDA site for the list of affected items, including various flavors of Quaker Chewy bars and puffed granola cereal. Although the products were sold nationwide, the company reports no confirmed illnesses associated with the recall as of yet. The end of the weekend could be a little rough along the east coast of the country. Dave Collins explains.
A significant storm is moving up the east coast with heavy rain and strong winds, causing some flooding and downed trees and wires and unseasonably warm temps Sunday into Monday. While weather can change at a moment's notice, it looks like the track of the storm will be from the Chesapeake Bay area to the southern New England area.
This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it's highly likely that 2023 will be officially recognized as the hottest year on record. According to NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information, there's a greater than 99% chance of surpassing the current record. With 2 weeks remaining in the year, NOAA notes that 2023 has been considerably warmer than 2016, which currently holds the record. You got to get more people vaccinated, so says the Centers for Disease Control.
The CDC is alerting healthcare providers about the urgent need to increase efforts in administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. In an alert, the agency expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease activity throughout the U.S., could potentially strain healthcare capacity. The CDC estimates that approximately 42% of children have received their flu shot, while the vaccination rate for adults is around 41%. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Postal Service reminds you that the four-day shipping cutoff is this Monday, and Thursday is the deadline for Priority Mail Express one-day shipping. The 50th annual Daytime Emmys were held Friday night in Los Angeles after being postponed for 6 months due to the Hollywood strikes. General Hospital dominated the daytime dramas, winning 6 awards, including Best Drama and Best Directing. The Kelly Clarkson Show won for Best Daytime Talk Series and Best Talk Series Host. Daytime icon Susan Lucci was given a Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.